Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and thank you for joining us in our verse-by-verse study of the book of Titus. We're in the first chapter of Titus and in the third verse where Paul says, "But has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was commanded to me according to the commandment of God our Savior." Now, this, of course, is the completion of a thought that we got into yesterday, in which we have hope of eternal life, which has been given to us before time began, which demands another comment we didn't get to make yesterday. The Old Testament, there is not an indication of eternal life. We don't really hear about eternal life till we get to the New Testament. The Old Testament, when God made a promise to his people, he said, "I'm the God that healeth thee." Then in the New Testament, he said, "You'll have everlasting life." These are two different promises. And I'm not insinuating that God doesn't want to heal us, but the apex of the New Covenant is that God gives us immortality. He actually, through the death of his Son, ushers mankind back into the eternal realm. Now, that opens a can of worms. As people say, well, what happened to somebody under the Old Covenant, Old Testament, when they died? And that's for a whole other topic or issue, and we don't have all of the answers to that. But we do know what the focus of the covenants were and what the focus of the covenant is today. And so the focus of the new covenant is the immortality of God being transferred into the life of those who believe on Christ. And that is a peculiar topic in the Old Testament, but very familiar to the new. To say that we had that promise before time began is Paul's way of saying, even though it didn't look like it under the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, there was still the promise of eternal life. It's difficult to ascertain that just by reading the Old Testament. The same way as it is to come up with much of a doctrine of hell by simply reading the Old Testament. We don't get much until we get to the Gospels. And even then, we get some references to natural places on earth, even as much or more so than we did some supernatural place. So to try to develop that doctrine using only the Old Testament is odd. So the fact that Paul says that in Titus 1:2 is, to me, fascinating. And I don't know that I brought it out well yesterday in how important that it is that Paul viewed the eternal dimension of the New Testament as preceding all of time, which means that your eternal life was not an afterthought by God. It wasn't even the old covenant didn't work, so let's give them eternal life under the new covenant. No, we were always destined to enter the realm of the eternal one. And if you need any other, if you don't have any other passage, this one helps to understand that it was always God's will to deal in the realm of the eternal. This was an important lesson for me because I had for a while become almost convinced that God didn't do too much in the realm of the eternal under the old covenant, that it was all visual, temporary results. And I had to have the Holy Spirit help line out my theology on that. Titus 1:2 is a verse that helps with that because it shows us that God's design was always, before he even started the clock, his design was to transfer eternity into man. Well, that makes sense because when God created Adam and he put him in the Garden of Eden, he put himself into Adam before he put Adam into the garden. So what's more important, Adam in the garden or God in Adam? Well, I think it's obvious. It's God in Adam. That way, if Adam's not in a garden, he's still got God. And so that is a sign and a symbol of the new covenant. That whether you're in a church building or not, it's not the issue. It's God in you. That's why Paul would call us the temple. We didn't really get through verse 3 very much, so we'll do that tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.